Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to James chapter 4. In verse 6, the Word of God says, He gives more grace. That means a greater measure, a greater quality of grace. God gives you more grace. Therefore, it says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. I'm going to ask you a question. It seems kind of obvious, but strangely enough, there's people out there who can't figure this part out. Do you want God on your side? Or do you want God on the side that's opposing you? What would you prefer? Everybody who would like God on their side, raise your hand. I want God on my side. Everybody who would like to have God on the side that's opposing you, raise your hand. I want God opposing me. So we have this situation. We can be on the same side or we can be on the other side. And this is simply the reality of things. You're constantly choosing, right, in life. You're constantly making choices. You're making choices. You go to the lunch line and you look through your bag or you go to the cafeteria and you buy something, whichever way it happens to be. And if it's in your bag or your lunch box, you kind of say, I'm going to eat this first. With God, you're constantly choosing also. And one of the basic choices that we make with God is we're going to be on the same side or we're going to be on the opposing side. And God does actually take sides. We don't often realize that, but God does take sides. God here says that if you are humble, He's on your side. He adds more grace to you. Grace has three components, three parts. It's His favor, it's His kindness, and it's His government. He adds that to you if you're on the same side. If you're on the other side, He resists you. Now, that word resist is an interesting word. It's a military word. And it means to resist like an army resists. If you're on God's side, God fights for you. If you're against God, if you're on the other side, God fights against you. I would personally always rather have God fighting for me. So how do I make the choice? The choice is determined by either pride or humility. We don't often think of that as a choice, but it is a choice. I can choose to be proud, or I can choose to be humble. If I want to be on God's side, I choose to be humble. If I want to be on the side that God resists, I choose to be proud. It's really that simple. My advice to you guys in life, be humble. Now, being humble doesn't mean you're thinking less than of yourself. You're not saying, well, that person is better than me. I'm so humble. That's a type of pride. That's called a self-effacing pride. That's not humility. Sometimes people think it's humility, but it's not humility. It's a type of pride because it keeps that person the center of attention. They are what it's all about. Look how humble I am. All right, that's a type of pride. What you want to be is in real humility. Humility of that kind is very easy. It's simply agreeing with everything God says. If I agree with God, I'm humble. Simple as that. God said this, I know it's true. Therein is humility. People who are proud are saying in their heart, not with their words, but in reality, in effect, they're saying, God, I know more than you do. Because I can lift myself up, I can be more than you, I can be more than the other person, I can be more than I actually am, and what you say about me is not true. What I say about me is true. Well, that's pride. At that point, God goes to war against that person. Bad place to be. What do you think would happen if you played football against God? What do you think the score would be? Million to nothing? Probably like in the first 2 seconds, right? Million to nothing. Yeah. Well, you know, if somebody in football can beat me that bad, I want to be on their side. I don't want to be against them. With God, if He resists me, things are not gonna go well. If He's working with me, if He's actually on my side, if He's actively blessing me, if He's actively promoting me, things are gonna go fantastic. Now, Now, that doesn't mean you won't have your challenges. They're part of making you grow. But you're going to do really, really well. Humility is the key to success as a Christian. Pride is a guarantee of failure as a Christian. In Psalm 16:18, the Bible says that pride comes before a fall. If you want to see somebody who's going to fall, look for the proud person. If you want to see somebody who's going to do well, look for the humble person. In your own life, if you want to do well, you stay humble. If you want to really mess things up, get proud. That is a guarantee. 100% absolutely guaranteed. The humble person will be helped by God. The proud person will be opposed by God. You never want to find yourself in life being opposed by God. Christians can be opposed by God. They'll be saved. They'll go to heaven. But while they're on earth, they can be opposed if they are proud. That opposition will often show itself in things like bad emotions, bad self-image. Sometimes it'll get into the physical realm where God has to discipline the pride, and maybe they'll do things like get into physical illnesses or break a leg or something. So you really want to stay on the side that God is promoting. Pride is when I think I know more than God. And it shows up in being self-oriented, self-centered. If it's all about me, it's pride. That's the first thing that happens when a person gets proud. It becomes all about me. If that ever happens and you see a person walking around, it's all about me, think to yourself, oh, this is a proud person, I'm going to go over there. They're going to have a tough time with God. If it's all about God, that's the first thing that happens when you are humble. It becomes all about God. Something happens and you look for God's hand in it. What is God doing here? I understand it looks bad, but what's God doing here? Because God takes curses and turns them into blessings. So you always want to know, what's God doing here? Pride comes with two other things, always. They're always attached. It comes with arrogance, and it comes with stupidity. Pride makes people stupid. 100% guaranteed, if a person is proud, they'll get stupid. If a person is proud, they'll get arrogant. Arrogance, you could think of as pride toward other people. Pride is like a general condition before God. Arrogance is when it's applied to other people. I'm better than you are. I'm smarter than you are. I know more than you. I'm faster than you are. I'm stronger than you are. That's all arrogance. That will guarantee you that you're going to mess it up. God's going to make sure of that. Because at that point, God starts working against you, not for you. On the other hand, with humility, humility doesn't think about itself so much. In other words, if I'm humble, I don't think I'm really lousy, everybody's better than me. No, that's not humility. With humility, I don't think too much or too little of myself. I just don't think about myself all that much. I'm not the issue with humility. God is the issue with humility. The world doesn't revolve around me. You ever meet somebody, you look at them, and the universe revolves around you, doesn't it? Everything is about what you like, how you feel, what you think. You ever meet anybody like that? A lot of people like that. That's pride. It makes them stupid. People will do some of the dumbest things in the world when they are proud. It's unbelievable the things people will do when they are proud. And sometimes these people are like big deals. You know, they can be very famous or very powerful or what have you. And they get proud and they do some of the dumbest things on the planet. I could think of some of the things right now, but I would take up a whole lot of time telling you, and I don't want to take up that much time. I will just tell you that if you get into pride, stupidity follows very closely. If you see somebody who's consistently doing stupid things, there's a pretty good chance they're kind of proud. The thing about it, though, is if I'm proud, I won't see stupidity. I get blind to stupidity. It's there. It's there very closely, but I'm blind to it. Because when I'm proud, In my own opinion, everything I'm doing is just perfect. I know all there is to know. I know I can think about all there. I mean, who knows more than I do if I'm proud? There's one problem with that, though. In 1 Corinthians 8, 2, the Bible says that if anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing. That's kind of mind-boggling. Do you know why that happens? Sometimes you see that with young people. Not you guys. You guys are actually pretty awesome this way. But I've taught a lot of young people, and they were always teenagers. There's this thing that happens when you're a teenager. You start thinking a little bit differently. The brain starts to wake up in a way that it wasn't awakened before. And you start to have new thoughts in your head. And sometimes it happens to teenagers that because there's these new thoughts in their head, and they become aware of things they weren't really paying attention to before, they think they figure things out because there's a thought present. When you think you figured it out, it's a guarantee that you have not. And the reason is because there's a whole lot more to it than what's in the head. Anybody who thinks they figured something out, God says you're not going to figure anything out. Because reality is so much bigger than we are, it's not limited to my two thoughts. If I think I know anything, it just shows that I don't even have a clue about how much there is to know. I think I know this much, and God says, that's nothing. And I say, that's everything. God says, no, that is absolutely nothing. I'm always comparing myself when I get into that place with God, and God knows everything. He can tell me if I know nothing. I have two thoughts, and God says two thoughts aren't anything. They don't even scratch the surface. What I do is I stay humble. I can have my thought, but my thought always comes under God's thought. God's thought is first, and then I can have my thought, and when my thought is the result of God's thought, then I have something good going on. Then we're on the same side. God tests pride. He hates it. Proverbs 6:17 tells us that God absolutely hates pride. As a matter of fact, the number one thing God hates is pride. Never enter into pride. You want to be on God's side. Now, here's the thing about this. James 4:10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He lifts you up. Do you ever get into a problem and you don't know your way out? If you haven't, you will. Sometimes you enter into things and you just can't see through them. And you don't know what the right decisions are. And you do your best and you still don't know if you're doing it right. That happens. It's part of life. Every person gets to that point. Every person gets to that point where they can't see themselves grow. Don't worry about if you can see yourself grow. Don't even look at yourself. You can't see grass grow, but grass grows. Don't even worry about that. What you want to do is stay humble. When you get to a situation where you don't know your way out, the answer is stay humble. When you're in a situation, even if you're maybe in trouble somehow, and you don't know how to resolve it, stay humble. Don't panic. Just stay humble. Because when you're humble, God comes in and lifts you out of it. When you're humble, God comes in and solves your problem. When you're humble, God comes in and provides a solution. But He only does that for those who are humble. He doesn't do that for those who are proud. When a person is proud, God brings the problem. Good luck finding the solution. But when you're humble, there's never a time when there's no way out. There's always a way out when you're humble. Because God becomes your way out. And He doesn't leave. Remember something. For the humble person, God's always on your side. So for us, what we want to do, number one, we want to keep our focus on God. In other words, always think to yourself, God is here. He is in control. What is He doing? Look for what God is doing. That's how you keep your focus on God. Then, don't think that much of yourself. Not that you think badly of yourself, you just don't think that often of yourself. Don't make it about you. Because it's never about us, it's always about God. And when it's about God, God draws us to Him and it becomes about us together. That's what humility will do for you. When you're humble, God works for you. He helps you. He's on your side. When you're proud, He opposes you. He's on the other team. He's on the team that's winning 1,000,000 to nothing against you. When He's with you, you're on His team, winning 1,000,000 to nothing against everything else. You guys get that?